Nolte, Kevin Hart says Oscars no longer comedy-friendly environment. By John Nolte on January 14, 2024. Comedian Kevin Hart says he will never host the Oscars because it is no longer a comedy-friendly environment. When asked by Sky News this week if he would reconsider his 2019 vow never to host the Oscars, Hart was clear with his no. Whatever little hope you had, I want to destroy it right now. Those gigs aren't good gigs for comics. It's no shot to the Oscars, no shot to the Globes or anything else, Hart said. Those just aren't comedy-friendly environments anymore. Days of it being a room for a comic, those days are done. Hart was supposed to host the 2019 Oscars. But the woke Gestapo dug up some gay jokes he had made on Twitter. And because leftist homosexuals are a powerful, thin-skinned, protected class of crybullies, that was the end of that. Imagine being so fascist, this makes you cry out for a return to McCarthyism. Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, and my voice, stop, that's gay. In 2010, Hart dared to be honest, one of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay. Keep in mind, I'm not homophobic, I have nothing against gay people. Do what you want to do, but me, being a heterosexual male, if I can prevent my son from being gay, I will. No one tried to change Hart's mind about that. It was only about silencing him. Sorry, not sorry, but it's perfectly valid to hope your son doesn't turn out to be gay. That's gotta be a tough process for mom and dad. It means everything changes. It means your son will not receive the value only a woman can bring to a man. Hopefully, once you've gone through that process, you still love and can accept your son. But condemning someone for expressing perfectly normal feelings is nothing short of bullying. And now Hart is telling another truth about the state of comedy. Hart has successfully hosted other award shows on BET and MTV, but the Oscars? Nope. It's not the gig that it was of old, he explained. It's too much pressure on the idea of a comic and what's jokes and not jokes. So, it's tough. The key phrase there is what's jokes and not jokes. What a sad state of affairs that in the entertainment capital of the world a comedian has to worry about what jokes he tells. And the fear is not just the fear of bombing, but having your career, name, reputation, and life destroyed for pissing off someone like that pissy Billy Eichner. You can joke about sodomizing Mother Teresa at the Oscars, but don't you dare misgender Mr. Laverne Cox. How did the culture that gave us Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Robin Williams, Sam Kinison, Dennis Miller, Peter Sellers, Monty Python, Mel Brooks, and Rodney Dangerfield drive itself into such a ditch that a pleasant, likable, harmless, talented comedian like Kevin Hart won't touch the Oscars? Shame on Hollywood. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jjmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.